Simple prayer. God, I ask you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, the Father of glory. I prayed that particular prayer this morning as I was driving my kid to school, and we were listening to the children's audio Bible with video effects. And that thing is alive, man. You know, the Spirit can give life and speak to your spirit through any means possible. If you'll just ask Him, you know, ask Him for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him, the Father of glory. And the revelation came through the washing of the water of the Word, but of in a children's book. It was so such a simple thing. Like, I guess I went onto this blog, or not a blog. I got like a bunch of haters just came onto my Facebook page, and they were just like, "You're not a Christian. You're mocking the Holy Spirit," and you're blah. And you could just feel all the filth and the demons coming from them. I'm like, whatever. I feel gave them all Holy Ghost. They don't know what they're doing. You know, they're just digging judgment against themselves because they're judging the body incorrectly. The body of Christ, you know. Hallelujah. But yeah, wash them all in the precious blood of Jesus, God, and just remove the cluelessness so they have discernment in the Spirit. Anyways, this was like an encouragement from the Holy Spirit this morning. And it was like Jesus, like those people who are walking, you know, who walk on the road in those days when Jesus was on the earth, when Jesus actually washed the disciples' feet, there was animal poop, like dust, animal poop, like everything, camels, all the droppings from the animals, the beast nature, you know, all over the feet. And I felt like it was like it's the sons of God's job to get the poop off of the prideful Christians who think they know everything, but they're just covered in dung. We can see it. You're not hiding anything. We can smell it. You're not fooling anybody. So it is our job to be humble as the sons of God. When these prideful, you know, arrogant people come around you, your job is to serve them, right? It was funny because Jesus, he said the greatest came to serve. He laid down his life to serve, right? The greatest of all is the servant of all. Well, it's just that some people haven't grown up into their head. They don't have the mind of Christ. They just have, they're sucking on their pastor's nipples to suck second-hand milk through them, you know? They're not feasting on Christ. They're feasting on a pastor's spit-up. So can you blame them that then when they manifest on you and you have a little bit of light shining through you, a little bit of Jesus coming through you, and they attack it because they don't understand. But there's grace for everyone. If there was grace for me growing up, there's grace for you. There's grace for all those around you and those who persecute you. And just smear your name in the mud because they want your name to be in the mud with theirs. But Christ has called us out of the mud. You know, that's one of the things that gets on the feet of the disciples was dust. And we know that, you know, dust is serpent's food. On your belly you shall go. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Dust shall be all your food all the days of your life. That's serpent food. It's the fallen nature. It's the dust. It's the dust. It's the dirt that filled the wells. What was that for Isaac in Genesis? So that river of life can't flow continuously. Well, listen, if the river of life isn't flowing continuously through your heart and through your words and your actions and your atmosphere and your everything that you are as a person, like, you're dead. And Christ, who is spirit, who is that life-giving spirit, is living his life through you. I mean, that's the normal gospel, right? The gospel of salvation, you get healed, saved, delivered from all the powers of darkness, and then you live in his marvelous light. It's no longer you living, but Christ living in you, and he flows through you, those living waters. And if those living waters aren't flowing through you, there's going to be some smelly feet around you, and that smell will not go away. So we got a job to do. Our job is to, like, who cares about the opinions of men? Did you know that the approval of man will drag you right into hell with all their religious demons? Doesn't matter. Like, the approval of man is worthless. It could actually even talk you right out of the approval of God. Peter's in Jesus, you know? Not so, Lord. You will not go to the cross. Peter was like freaking out. You'll not die. And Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You're not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man. It was Satan, that fallen nature, that human, like, we got to get delivered from this darkness into this marvelous light to see clearly with the mind of Christ. And that's one of the things that covers you when pride comes and that, all that dust, just from walking. Just walking. But Jesus washes us. And he washes through us to wash others. It's the Lord that does the works. It's not us. We just lay our lives down. You can't offend a dead person. Yeah, he just let the living waters flow through you and just wash all that crap away. You don't take it personally, because it's just the demons in them manifesting, trying to attack Christ in you, the hope of glory, to shut you down. But there's nothing new under the sun. You know, in the Bible, you know, what did Jesus say about, if they persecuted me, they'll persecute you? They call him Beelzebub. They call him like a devil. He has a devil. And man, it's just a carnal mind coming against the things of God. So you just stand your holy ground. Yeah, don't leave the holy ground to get in, to start throwing Saul's spears back at them. Saul's spears can't kill a giant. David released the rock. David took the rock out of the stream. Demons like dry places, you know? You gotta stay in the wet places, in the river of life, where the river of life is flowing continuously, where the spirit realm is just like it's an open heaven for you. You live in Christ. In him we move, we live, we have our being in him. Oh, and his spirit feels good. It's like refreshing waters to the soul, refreshing waters to the spirit, man. And gives life to our mortal bodies, you know. Jacks you up. Hallelujah. So Dave got this smooth stone out of the brook, right? Out of that water. Come on, where do you get your revelation from? Are you in the river of life? Are you in Christ, who is spirit? Are you in a denomination, which is man-made? There's no Catholics in heaven. There's no Baptists in heaven. There's no Jehovah's Witnesses in heaven. There's no denominations in heaven. There's only the sons of God. Sorry, it's not there. Except for maybe John the Baptist. He's the Baptist. He made it. But all these factions and all these little labels that we label on ourselves, like, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Pentecostal, I can't go to your church because I'm a Baptist and I don't believe in tongues, and, well, I'm a Pentecostal, I don't believe in not speaking in tongues. And you get all these, like, doo-doo, all these divisions. Listen, we're all one in Christ. Christ is spirit. If there's no spirit coming through you, there's no evidence that you're even in Christ. Test yourselves to see whether you are in the faith, Corinthians says, you know. Do you not know that Christ Jesus is in you? Come on, let him come through you, and that'll be manifest evidence for others to see. Yeah. So that washing, the poopiness. Did you know that the dung gate was at Nehemiah? The dung gate was right beside the sheep gate. Or wait, the sheep gate was right beside the water gate or something like that. They were right beside each other in Nehemiah there. Those gates. You know why the sheep gate was right beside the water gate? I can't remember it right now. It was years ago I looked at that. But it's because, like, those poopy sheep, they'll poop on you. And you need to get washed in the river of life yourself. Just from hanging around religious Pharisees, just like, man, Jesus will go off to the mountain, get revelation, come down, and just release the goodies. That's where we get our strength from. It's from the Lord, from spending time in the manifest presence of God. Get the goodie, get the blueprints, get the plans for the day, get your daily bread, get your living wine, get some living waters to flush out your gates, so the wells of salvation can flow up freely through you. Hallelujah. Let's just take a break right now and do that. God, let your rivers of living water flow through your entire body right now, God, in Jesus' name. Just flush through wherever there's like a crack and they're kind of like just all tight. Just break through that in Jesus' name. And just break through out into their atmosphere with the life more abundantly, the river of life more abundantly through their gates, God, through their heart gates, through their mouth gates, through their action gates, through their typing gates, through their eye gates, so they can see Christ, the hope of glory, the author and finisher of their faith. Yeah, we want to smell the fragrance of God. Hallelujah. We want to walk with you in the cool of the day. And even in the heat of the battle, you're still there, just destroying all the enemies of humanity by life. The Prince of Peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. How? But by his manifest presence, the peace, the Prince of Peace, the light coming through him, the light of life. Yeah, Shabba. So our battle's not with flesh and blood. You know what we do with flesh and blood? We just wash them with the rivers of living water flowing through our hearts. The rivers of living water flowing through our gates. Fling wide, you heavenly gates, and the King of who? Without glory, how can you say, like how can the King of glory come in if there's no glory manifesting around your life? You go from glory to glory, ever beholding him, right? Get your gates washed. Oh, God, just fill our hearts right now with those living waters. Holy Spirit, crucify everybody's flesh and emotions and everything. Put it to death in Christ and let the Spirit of God rise through them, Lord. Arise and shine, for your hope has come. Just arise and shine through them, God. And fill them with your peace. Do you know that a diamond, if you take a diamond, you shoot light through it, a laser through it, it's just going to manifest light, that light, in multiple directions. So wherever two or three are gathered, there he is, boom, just manifest light. You know, in the Old Testament, it was like one shall chase 1,000, two shall chase 10,000, it gets multiplied. It's like having those diamond hearts, diamond minds, and the light of Christ is shooting through your hearts, boom, obliterating darkness. That's how David could kill, like just make all those demons flee when he would worship. Because it was just the light of God coming through him. Through his heart. When you worship God in spirit and truth, you're in the spirit and you're in his truth. And that truth dispels all the lies. His spirit is life. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. How can bondage stay there if there's manifest freedom? Just come out of darkness into the marvelous light. It's always a choice. You know, you can run with that bitter anger you have in your heart, or you can run into Christ and just receive him. His emotions are love, joy, peace. Well, it's actually fruit of his spirit. Well, it'll surge through your emotions as well, because your soul magnifies the Lord. And as your spirit rejoices in God, your Savior, or you can magnify the darkness through your heart. It's always a choice. Or through your mind. I'd rather magnify God than every problem that tries to come around. If you magnify God, you're magnifying the solution to every problem. He's the answer to every... He's the solution for every single problem on the earth. Life. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for... Yeah, give us a servant heart. You know, to wash someone's feet who will turn around and reject you takes courage. You know, Jesus washed all of his disciples' feet, even Judas. Even Peter, who rejected him 3 times. Jesus still washed their feet. He took the water and just wiped the dust away. He's no respecter of persons. Like, he gives everyone a chance to taste and see that God is good. And he wants their walk to be clean. What is that walk? It's walking with God in the glory. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. So we should be no respecter of persons. No matter how much darkness someone's walking in, you can still wash their feet. If you keep your heart gates open, you only have authority over those you love. You don't really have authority over them. It's Christ's authority through you, flowing, and He is love. When you have authority over someone, it's like you have authority to lift them up. You're under them. It's backwards. So it's like you've been sitting in Christ in heavenly places, so you're in this higher realm. Then they might be walking in the flesh, and they just don't know how to get there. So you just pour out the living waters by faith, opening your heart gate wider. So wash all the dust away. Washed all the animal poop away, which is the beast nature. And God, just crucify their flesh. Crucify that fallen nature and let the risen resurrection Christ nature come and just plow through them. Hallelujah, man. You know, 666 is the number of a man, but it's the number of a beast. You know, Paul said, I fought with beasts in Ephesus. Those who were coming against to fight Christ, they were fighting against the anointing. Paul faced them. What was it? It was 666. It was the Antichrist spirit using human beings as puppets. You know, it's that Antichrist, anti-spirit. Christ is not Jesus' last name. It's the spirit. You know, so if you're in Christ, you're in spirit. If you're not in spirit, if you're not in Christ, and you're just in a religious meeting, you're not going to have any power. You'll just be trampled under the feet of men. I think the Bible says something like that. Yeah, you want to be in Christ. How do you know that you're in Christ? You're being electrocuted by life. You know, what does Romans say about that? Our spirit, let's read that right now. Let's get into some Bible so we don't veer too far from the path. The path is just fault walking in Christ. That is the path. It's nothing, no man has walked except for Christ alone. If you're in the way, in His way, you know, truth and life, Shabbat. I love this. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And what did I just tell you the sons of God's job was? To wash the dust and the poop off of prideful Christians who put their identity in their pastor or their identity in their denomination or their identity in everything but Christ. It's like, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Pentecostal, I'm a non-denominational, whatever. I'm a Christian, I belong to Christ. Yes, that's your identity. If you belong to Christ. The name Christian doesn't mean anything anymore. Everyone says they're a Christian. Prove it. Manifest Christ. No, you test yourselves to see whether you're in the faith. If Christ is in you, the fruits of the Spirit will manifest through you continuously. Okay, hallelujah. Right here in verse 16, Romans 8 says, actually we'll go back to 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Shabba. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. It doesn't say that we are the Baptists or we are the Pentecostals. No, that we are the children of God. We belong to Him. And as if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that you suffer with Him, that ye may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's there. He's there. Let Him out. Let Him wash your atmosphere. Let Him wash your neighbors. Let Him wash you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God, we welcome the glory. We welcome more of your glory to come and wash the world. Shabbat. It's going to be as the days of Noah, where God poured out his spirit, as God pours out his spirit on all flesh, that dust of the earth, serpent food. As God pours out his spirit upon all flesh, he's going to wash them with the washing of the water of his word. Wash, give us, we're all going to have a bath in the spirit. We need it. Hallelujah. It's going to come through the body of Christ. Through this body and from the heavens above, he's going to pour out his spirit sovereignly upon all flesh. So your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. It's going to be as the days of Noah, putting to death the deeds of the flesh by the Spirit of God. And he's going to refine the whole world with fire. Our God is consuming fire. He's going to come closer and closer. There's no escape. There's no escaping God. Just get into the consuming fire now if you just want to get everything over with. Get everything over with. I don't want 30-fold. I don't want 60-fold. I want 100-fold. God, 100-fold. Realm of the atmosphere and the presence of God flooding through my very being 100% of the time, not 60% of the time, not 30% of the time, 100% of the time. God. Hallelujah, Shama. You know, God makes stones, right? Man makes bricks. God makes stones. What do they make and eat? You know, man made bricks. That's what. Kind of like we go in those church programs. Come on, the true church is the Spirit. It's built by Christ. You know, upon this rock I will build my church. What's that rock? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ himself. Upon this rock I will build my church. What's he building? His church? We are living stones built up into a spiritual house with Christ himself being the cornerstone. It's not natural. We have a natural building. Yeah, this is old revelation. But remember what Jesus said to those builders? Destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. He spoke of the temple of his body. His body of... Yeah, they destroyed his body. It's symbolic, he died. He went into the ground for 3 days and he rose from the grave. And went into glory. He entered his glory. Walked around on the earth for a while, and they had a zombie apocalypse there in Matthew chapter 27. It says many rose from their graves and appeared to many in the holy city or something like that. So it was a zombie apocalypse in Matthew chapter 27. I thought that was kind of interesting. It really is no longer Christ, no longer me living, but Christ living in me. In the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, where is this video going, Shekna? Hallelujah. I had my finger on a certain scripture I wanted to go over. But yeah, anyways, yeah, he's building up his church. His church is not a denomination. That's just man-made. It's not in buildings made with human hands, but it's built by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. It's 100% spiritual, 100% glory. Yeah. And it's built by the revelation of him. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Manifest that hope now to others. Even if they go and manifest their demons on you, just remember, greater is he who's coming through you than he who's in the world. He's not just in you, he's around you. He's your armor. He's the armor of God. He's your breastplate of righteousness. He's your belt buckle of truth. He's your helmet of your salvation. He took a crown of thorns so you could have the crown of life. No, the sword of his spirit is in your mouth. You fight with your weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now you fight with your word. You fight with his words coming through you. Especially Revelation, because those hit the mark. Those words are spirit and they are life. And wherever there's death, it just knocks it out. You know, David killed Goliath with a stone, so we know that. Hallelujah. Yeah. The shield of faith. Come on, where does faith come by? Faith comes by hearing Him. Not just hearing a scripture, because Pharisees heard those and they didn't have enough faith to recognize Jesus standing right in front of them. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hearing Him, His Spirit. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. If you hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches, you'll have faith. It comes from hearing Him. And it gives the letter life. You know, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life to what? The letter. He gives it revelation. He makes it personal for you. Hallelujah. So that this book is, it's a relational book. It's a spiritual book, and it's interpreted by the Holy Spirit, the mind of Christ, through, you know. You can read this cover to cover, memorize it, and still just not understand what God was saying. Because the carnal mind cannot understand. It fights the things of the Spirit. So just get the mind of Christ and just receive it by faith, by giving Him everything. Surrender everything to God. It's so simple. Let's just do it right now. God, I just give you my mind. I receive the mind of Christ. God, I give you my hands. I receive your hands to heal the sick, cast out devils. You know, freely I receive, freely give. I don't charge money for the gospel. I don't charge money for teachings. I make it free. I give you my feet, God. Let them walk with you through the cool of the day. Let them walk in you and you walk in me. Because we're one. Hallelujah. I give you my heart, God. Now give me the Father's heart so I can know how to give this living bread to all those who are hungry, all those who are thirsty, and those who don't even know how to eat. Hallelujah. And fill my mouth with honey from the rock, God. Fill my mouth with whatever you would say on earth as it is in heaven. Fill my mouth with your words, God. Fill my face with your face. Fill my body with your body. We're the body of Christ, God. Thank you, Lord. We're not cookie cutter. We've been shaped and fashioned by the hand of God Himself. We're living epistles, read by the entire world to see what God is like. Living epistles, not dead letters. Living epistles, because His Spirit brings life to our through our life. We've given our life away to the master potter who just who molds us and shapes us to be just like the way He's desired us, the way He saw us in heaven. Yeah, we give our bodies to you, God. We just lay on the altar. We lay on the altar of fire. Just mold us, shape us, and burn away everything that's not of you, God. And everything that is of you, let it remain. Everything that can be shaken out of the heavens now, let it just be shaken out by the life and the power of God. I've been having, and I might go over it now. I had some interesting Facebook posts today. I felt really aggressive. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know if I'll share those here. Just go to my Facebook. You can find me. I left a little link there on YouTube. On the top of my homepage, just click on the Facebook thing and you can come hang out with us. You know, we just get filled with the Spirit. Let's just get filled with the Spirit. What else are you going to do on Facebook? You're going to complain? Come on, man. There's little prayer groups for that. You just want to throw a prayer in there. Help, I need deliverance. I just feel bitter and come on complaining all the time. Or you could just ask God to crucify your flesh and put to death the fallen nature so the risen nature of Christ can live through you. It's His divine nature. Come on. Oh, Shabba. Oh, I love your presence, Lord. I love your presence more than anything I can do in the natural realm. I'd rather just have your presence and just lay on the floor and build something that's just going to get washed away in the storms. Hallelujah. Yeah, the opinions of men will drag you right into hell. The approval of men, I mean. You just need God's approval. And His approval is in Christ. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. In whom I'm well pleased. So if you're in the Son, God's well pleased. How do you know you're in the Son? There's glory manifesting through you. This is the fruits of the Spirit manifesting through you. It's tangible. It's tangible. Like when my mom, she used to lay hands on me and power would just go through my entire being. And I'm like, whoa, God's real. And I would take her to the street church with me and she would lay hands on people and just, you'd see them react to the power of God. My wife has that too. I know, I lay hands on nothing. I don't know. My gift is just to worship. I love Jesus. I just worship God and I just talk about my experience with Him. I'm a love slave to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So it's tangible. His Spirit is tangible. That's why the Bible says to know the love of God that passes understanding, or the peace of God that passes all understanding. Love and peace. It's the same thing. Same substance, same God. Passes all your understanding. Like, oh, this is God. I don't need any teachings about God. He's right here. He can teach me by His Spirit right here. Hallelujah. What do you think joy is? It's the fruit of the Spirit. You can be laugh uncontrollably because there's so much glory just brooding through you. And then someone will come say, well, you just had an emotional experience. Well, yeah, I did have emotional experience because there was so much glory flooding through my entire being in the Spirit that my soul flipped out. I had an emotional, spiritual experience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when you raise your hands and sometimes the tears are just rolling down your face. Well, you had an emotional experience. Yeah. Have you ever tasted and seen God? Tasted Him? You know, you can taste it. You can see Him. You know? When you taste God, He opens your eyes. When you eat lamb, He opens your eyes. You're communing with Him at the table. When you eat the bread of life, that's your daily bread, right? It's the bread of His presence. You feel the presence. It's a substance. Come on. It's not just blind faith. It's like you walk by faith. Where does faith come from? Experiencing God. It's the tree of life. The knowledge of good and evil is knowledge about it. With no experience. The tree of life is life experience. You need experience to have life. Try driving a car without, you know, you get behind the wheel, you feel the steering wheel you're driving, you know. Or you can have the knowledge about driving a car where you never actually get in a car, you just read a manual about it. Different. Yes, it's different. Yeah, you need to get in the Spirit, which is in Christ. You already are in the Spirit. Whether you like it or not, you're like, people are manifesting filth on you and people are manifesting the goodie bags to you. It's your job just to grow in the Spirit, which is spending time with the Spirit of God to discern what is false, like what is of man's spirit, what is of the enemy's spirit, and what is of His Spirit. And there's many like measures to, like, there's angels, there's different rankings of the angels, so they have different anointings, different powers, and they all just have like different realms. Like, I don't know, like, I'm kind of like a newbie, because like certain angels will show up and they have a certain presence. I know they're of God because the peace is just plowing through me. When an enemy demon shows up, it's just like filth has shown up. I just want to get out of here. I feel bored. Like religious spirits, you know? Boring. Just want to go home. Why did I come to this meeting? I just want to get up. Well, because there's religious spirits there. Just release the kingdom of heaven within you. And then other people around you will have fun. You can be in one of those religious services and just release the kingdom of God within you over them. Because where you sit at, you're sitting with Christ in heavenly places. So you can just rain down. What does God do all day? He just sits on His throne and manifests His Spirit to all humanity. And you're made in His image. You can open up your gates and let Him manifest His Spirit through you onto everyone around you. I've done it many times. I'll just be sitting beside someone, just I'm washing them. It's not me, it's the Christ through me. Christ in me, the hope of glory coming through my gates, just washing through them. And you can see that shaky darkness spirit just lift and go away. Because the anointing breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. And I don't even have to say anything. I just like open my heart to Him and He flows through it. It's keeping your gates clean. Clean is just open to Him. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, for circumcising our heart so that we can see God. Yeah, cut off all impurity of our heart, God, so the blessed heart can see God. We want to see you, Lord. We want to see you. We've seen what man can do, and it has utterly failed us for 2,000 years. I want to see what God can do. And we will, and we are seeing what God can do. Heaven of heavens can't contain him. Don't think that anything man has built can block him out. Nothing. He is going to pour out his spirit on all flesh, and he's doing it slowly. I don't know. I see remnants of it. You just go on YouTube and certain people, you just look at their, or even on Facebook, you just look at their picture. You get hit with boom, like, wow, waves of glory just come right through the, what do you call those things? Those thumbnails? Just the presence of God just hits you like, wow, that person is in the sauce. Other people, you just, whoa, that person needs the sauce. You know, the sauce of the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, just bake us, God, in the honey glory. Yeah, soak us in the anointing, God. Make us pliable in your hands, hallelujah. Oh, I didn't even read my scripture yet, the one I wanted to read. So let me get a sip of tea, hold on. I'm not used to this thing. First time I ever grew a beard and a mustache, I get all my, like, I had a smoothie and it gets stuck there. I gotta wipe it off all the time. I don't know, I might shave it off. It's kind of irritating, but I don't know. I just want to see if I could grow one. And well, it's sort of working, but it doesn't produce righteousness. So it just produces like itchiness and like catches your food and stuff. It's just, oh man, I don't know if this is for me. My next video, I might be look like a little boy again. Let's read the scripture. You know that immature Christians, they just like, they suck on their pastor's nipples to get their nutrients. Listen, when you grow up, you grow out of that. Like, you can listen to other people teach you about God, like I do. I still listen to other people, like I Google certain people, and I listen to their podcasts. I don't depend on that for my main source of food, though. My main source of food is Christ himself. When you grow up, you start, you get bigger, and you have a stronger appetite. You just don't want milk anymore. You want meat. You want the lamb that was slain. You want to drink his blood in covenant and receive that wine of the Holy Spirit for yourself. You don't have to go through another man. You go to him yourself. That's what the foolish virgins did. They would go to man to get oil for their lamps. Our lamp has run out. We need to refill. The wise virgin said to the foolish virgins, not so. Go to those who sell and get it for yourself. That's where I am right now in Matthew 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, or 10 Christians. They were virgins, right? Christians. Let's just put the word Christians in there to make it more applicable. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 Christians, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. You know, someone who doesn't want God is not going to go looking for the bridegroom. So these are Christians. 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. That's just like going from meeting to meeting, meeting to meeting, trying to get filled. Going from every Sunday you go to your church meeting to get filled. You go to church, like the building structure that man is placed in order, you know, to replace. Or maybe it's just a gathering place. I'm not just going to beat on that so hard, but it's just the denomination thing that I want to hit. I think like that your identity is not in a denomination. It's in Christ alone. Because all denominations are going to be washed away. When there's a new heaven and a new earth, there will be no denominations. They're just going to be the family of God. The sons of God. Hallelujah. Yep. So, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Come on, they were full of the Holy Ghost. And they had their lamps shining brightly. They knew who their source was. Let's keep reading this. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom comes, and go out to meet him. And all, then all those Christians arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Give us your oil. Feed me. Give me some God. I don't know how to get God myself, so I need you to give me some God. Because my dependence on God is through you, pastor. Oh, man. You know, a true pastor will always lead the sheep to living water so they can drink for themselves. Amen. Then all those virgins arose from the law. Okay. The wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and for you. You know, God has no grandchildren. Your mama can't save you. Sorry, you got to go to Jesus yourself. Hallelujah. Go to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Jesus said, come by eyesolf, so that you may see, in the book of Revelation. Listen, your relationship with God is your relationship with God. It has nothing to do with your pastor. Your pastor can't save you. Your priest can't save you. Your mama who's walking with God, your papa who's walking with God cannot save you. You don't have any spiritual fathers. We have one Father in heaven. There is one Lord and Master of all. You know, we have one teacher. His name is Holy Spirit. You have one Father. How could there be many fathers if there's only one Father? Jesus said, call no man on the earth your father, for you have one Father, which is your Father in heaven. So, kind of get your mind renewed. Those other people are your brothers and sisters. You don't suck life off of them. You can for a season if you're just a baby sucking on an apostle's nipple. It's time to grow up and eat Christ yourself. It's time to grow up and go sit at the master's table as a king's son. Time to grow up so that you can start washing the poop off of other people's their feet, the sheep. You can start washing the dust away. Get the dust washed off you by going to God, going to the river of life himself. What did Moses say? What did God say to Moses? He said, smite the rock and the rivers of the water will give forth its waters. Jesus was crucified. Out of his body came blood and water. And then the second time God said to Moses, speak to the rock, it'll give forth his waters. And then Moses smote it again because he had an old mindset. Listen, you need the mind of Christ. You can't live in an old mindset. Speak to the rock, he will give forth his waters. Your relationship with Christ is the water for your soul, the water, the river of life. You know, if you would have asked of me, I would have given you living water, Jesus said. If you would have known the gift of God and who it is speaking to you, you would have asked of me and I would have given you living water. This he spoke of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to go to any man but the man Christ Jesus. It's okay to hang out with your brothers and sisters, but don't exalt them on a pedestal and call them father, because that's idolatry, isn't it? Call no man father. That's what Jesus said. I'd rather believe him than any other word or any other whatever that's been established. Because it's not established by God, it will be torn down. Yeah, I have... You know, God's my father. Hallelujah. Everyone else is my brother and sister, or else they're pre-brother, you know, or they're going to be my brother and sister. If they're in darkness, we're going to pull them out. We're going to get them washed off, and then we're going to, you know, pull them out of hellfire and place them in heavenly places in Christ in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's read this one more time. But the wise answer saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and for you. Go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Pay the price. Spend time with God. Spend time getting to know God. He's spirit. Learn his language. He speaks spirit. He uses English, but the highest level is just spirit to spirit, deep calling out to deep. It's just like you just know his heart. His heart vibes just hit you, you know, man. I mean, visions, dreams, trances, revelations. Maybe we'll make another video on visions and dreams and trances and revelations, just to explain how God's spoken to me over the years. And it's just, he speaks that way to everyone in the Bible. You know, he spoke to Moses face to face as a friend. He speaks inside of you. You know, the Word of God is in you, right? Listen to him. You know, the kingdom of God is within you. To activate the kingdom of heaven around you, if you can hear what the kingdom of God is saying to you. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And then your ears will be unplugged, because that river of life, the kingdom of God, will come floating out through your ears, pushing all the dust away that was blocking your ears from hearing. So you can hear. My sheep hear my voice. That's a promise from Jesus Christ himself. And they follow me. It's one thing to hear the voice of God. It's another thing to hear the voice of God and not obey. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Because without loving him, you cannot keep his commandments. You cannot even hear him clearly. You'll hear him through like this twisted veil. But love is the language of his Spirit, because he is Spirit and he is love. So when you hear him through your heart gate, you hear him more clearly. It's a pure heart that see God. Hallelujah. I asked God one time, what's the purpose of life? Didn't expect an answer, but he told me it was love. You have all the money in the world, but without love, it's worthless. You'll spend it on vanity. You can have all the mysteries of the kingdom, but without love, you go to speak those, it's just a noisy gong and a tinkling cymbal, whatever that is. It's like a bad drummer. Just psh, psh, psh in your ears. So pursue righteousness. Pursue him, and that love will come through you. The Father's heart will come through you. And then people will glorify your Father in heaven as they see your good works. Good works are spiritual works, not works of the flesh. You can stand on a street with a sign, like, you're all going to hell, you're all going to burn. Listen, that's demonic. If you can't demonstrate the power of God on the streets, like the true witnesses in the Bible did, you're not being a true witness. You're just, even Jesus said he'll not cry out. It's written of him, he will not cry out in the streets. Anyways, I've run out of time. You know, I might make another video, or I might just go worship God for an hour. I don't know. Like, just heart to heart, deep to deep. Yeah, you know, I love Jesus. Hope you do too. And if you made it this far, I'm pretty sure you do. So, yeah, peace out. Let the peace come out in Jesus' name into the world.